global tyrants had to destroy the United States, the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, the Second Amendment, the Internet that they had dubbed the worldwide wiretap to control and regulate and track our every movement has been turned against them. Double-edged sword, cuts both ways. They're going to lose if they continue to allow us to be above ground and to be operating against their enemy operation. Enemies of life, enemies of decency, enemies of honor. The forces of evil peopling every agency, every government, every society versus the forces of good. We also people every government, every agency, every society. And all of you have to shine now against this tyranny like never before. Steve Quayle says he is bugging out, getting out of things. And I know he's taken multi-year hiatuses, or six-month hiatuses before, but he says this is it. He's really out of there. And I've just done so much work, but his website will still stand as a testament to all the work and research and a lot of shocking stuff that just kept coming true over the years. Really amazing. And before he leaves us here in just a few minutes, I don't want to keep him too much longer. And I got some other news we're going to be covering. We'll give out his website for you. But who have we gotten up to here in the calls? Because I got Mark, Steve, Philip, Maddie, Bill. There's Tim. Okay, Mark's next. Mark in Oregon, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Alex and Steve. Thank you both for your great service to God and country through the years here. I want to ask you, Steve, you know, you have spoken and enlightened us all and to the Hadron Collider and what it's truly being used for and its largest purpose, which is to open up, a very large gateway to a dimension which will allow evil, the host of
hell. Well, here's the deal. We don't know what it does, but they admit it can open up to other dimensions. And that's what they say. Then they laugh at the public and say, oh, there's no problem, while the makers of it admit that it can create black holes, strangelets, particles that will absorb the Earth over time, a cocktail of things. And they're going to be doing thousands of experiments, so there's a low probability each test. But with all the other experiments, with what they admit, that's when it becomes dangerous. But go ahead.
Yes, Alex. And Steve has said in other venues in recent times that actually there will be demonic entities, other entities of hell, which come through this Stargate or gateway or black hole, however one would want to term it. And what I'm most curious about, and I think it would be very helpful knowledge to us all, is what Steve may know, what Steve may extrapolate, visualize, be inspired to actually realize up to this point in time how these creatures that are being let through here into our dimension, into our physical world, are going to appear personally.
Well, see, I don't want to – listen, here's the deal. I don't do a lot of speculating here on the show. And the scientists, the physicists have said it could open other dimensions. They don't know what's in them. All sorts of things, and you know, black holes, atomic reactions, things like that, and that's really, you know,
right, Alex. What the caller's referring to, though, let me share this, and I won't speculate either. What he's referring to is information I passed up, given to me by people in the world of special operations that deal with this stuff. But let me just say this: whatever it is, if they're worshiping the goddess of destruction, it's not going to be good for us. Okay. And the thing is that I just want to commend my listener that he's obviously listened intently. For everybody that wants to know about this stuff, I can't wait to get a book published. I'm not pitching a book, but I put everything I know about
this stuff. Oh, I want you to pitch books. You got a lot of great books and
yeah,
materials.
Well, the one book I'm going to pitch, excuse me, it's at the printer. The cover design's being done right now is called Long Walkers, Longwalkers. That's a Special Operations Command name for the things that they deal with that are of giant stature. Long Walkers, The Return of the Nephilim. So to the caller and to others, I am, anxious. I'm like a dog with a new piece of a big meaty bone. I want to get that thing out because what I did incorporate it into a fictional novel, the actual stuff I know is integrated in the novel.
Okay, fire out the website and the phone number.
Yeah, it's stevequayle.com, stevequayle, Q-U-A-Y-L-E.com. Phone numbers 406-586-4840, 406-586-4840.
All right, give that number out again.
406-586-4840.
All right, I'm going to say bye to Steve here for folks watching at PrisonPlanet.tv and on the Internet. For everybody else, we'll be right back with more of your calls. Stay with us.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. Well, who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his MO.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You know, as a father and a husband, one of the enjoyable things in my life has been walking in at night and checking on my children, checking up on my wife, making sure she has the things she needs, but mostly providing for my family and knowing that they're secure, that they feel comfortable every day in their little skins. They don't have to worry about the oddities of the world taking over and wrecking their lives. I've always wanted to be a good provider, and I'm not going to change that now just because the economy's in upheaval and because there's a lot of political and social uncertainty, and I hear about global famine. And I see the escalating prices in gas and food and oil. Electricity is going to go way up, I'm told, this winter. Hey, I'm not going to sweat it. I've done the right thing. I got rid of a bunch of junk and toys out in the garage. I converted that money into food. That food's out there. I've got a 2 or 3 year supply of food in the garage. My family's secure. I don't got to worry, okay? I do hope that you'll join me in this new sense of American security. Call eFoodsDirect.com. That's eFoodsDirect.com. Or 1-800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. Call them today. You'll be glad you did.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaysMedInc.com. That's LaysMedInc.com today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Very interesting discussion with Steve Quayle. About 95% of that can be documented. The other 5% is pretty wild. God knows what's true. But we'll continue to cover it all and bring you all the interesting people that are thought-provoking here. What I do know is that a listener is absolutely right. I'd seen all the blurbs and the articles and read that there was amnesty for all the crooks and a pardon for them, and that it gave dictatorial power to the Treasury and to the president, and, quote, got rid of checks and balances. And I'd seen earlier bailout bills they brought forward, but I hadn't seen this. I've now been on the bill. It says decisions by the secretary pursuant to the authority of the act are non-reversible, non-renewable, reviewable. See, that word's so evil, I can't even pronounce it right. Decisions by the secretary pursuant to the authority of this act are non-reviewable. No one can look at it even, or, I mean, that's, you know, can't even talk about it. And committed to agency direction, and may not be reviewed by any court of law or any administrative agency. That's this part right here. And then you can go down here and click through and read deeper into it. You can also read McClatchy newspaper saying the same thing about it. You can read the Wall Street Journal talking about it, the New York Times talking about it. You can go to the bill itself right here. And there is just so much in this. It's just amazing. We need to get our own stories up on the site that integrate in, that they're bringing in the military. We haven't even done a story yet about how last week the Army Times reported, hey, full brigades of the Army are going to patrol America for riots and civil insurrection. I mean, what are regular army? We always told you this. We always told you NORTHCOM would be the instrument, but now it's happening. You know, I don't know about particle beams and stargates or antimatter bombs, though the military admits they've been working on those. All I know is this stuff's real and this is happening. And this is no longer in the realm of, you know, speculation or fiction here. This is the balloon going up, and this is hardcore serious. I'm going to take a few final calls, and I've got some clips I'm going to play from a Donahue program back in 94. Yesterday I played the first couple segments. Well, I'm going to preface those when we go to them here in a minute. But right now, let's go ahead and take a few more calls. Who's up next, John? Yeah, Steve in Utah. You're on the air, Steve. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi, go ahead.
Yeah, I've been talking and trying to get this information out there. When I talk about the economy, I'm told that, you know, we almost lost everything, and it's a good thing that the government's bailing out these banks. It's helping us. And then also, this is just a cycle.
And the combat brigades are coming to save us.
Yeah, well, just with the economy, the bailout, buying the banks, this is a cycle. This is a good thing. And
It's a good thing. I've been hearing that. It's good.
Yeah.
Not only did they ought to say it would never happen and it was all conspiracy theories, but now it's a good thing.
Yeah, it's saving us. And another thing with your guests this afternoon, we've been pretty much taught that, you know, wrong is right, and it's pretty much the norm. You know, it's illegal to smoke marijuana, but it's not illegal to abort babies.
That's right. It's, mm-hmm.
it's kind of confusing.
Oh no, abortion is a precious right, and getting sterilized is sexy and cool, like the news is reporting. I'm going to cover that before the show ends. I hear you. It's good to talk to you. Steve, Philip in Texas, you're on the air.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay. You have to excuse me. I got this allergy.
That's all right, sir. Go ahead.
Okay. I heard the woman call in earlier, and she was talking about she moved from where she was to somewhere else, and I heard the same thing. It was some years ago. I kept hearing The Gathering in my mind for 2 weeks. Like a song you couldn't get rid of. And I turned on the radio, and the first thing I heard was David J. Smith said The Gathering. So it is true. And so I moved from where I was to Texas.
Pastor David J. Smith says that back in the 80s, early 80s, he was a pastor in Arkansas, and God told him, move to Texas, move to Waxahachie, and start a magazine and a radio show and expose the coming New World Order. And he did it.
Yeah.
That's like 25 years ago.
I know to a lot of people it sounds crazy, but I heard it. That's all I can tell you.
Well, and look what popped up in Austin, Texas, right in the middle of Texas, and all the stuff that's been generated out of here. Something to it, I guess.
And
I didn't have to go to any gathering, though. I'm from Texas, so.
Yeah, and the way I understand it, he's got certain spots he set aside for his people, and he's preparing his people. And a lot of people that believe that they're going to be taken up before all the trial and tribulation, that's a bunch of bull.
It's nowhere in there. It says the Antichrist wages war on the saints. It describes it all. The other Christians believe the Antichrist is Jesus. But the churches are saying, no, Jesus is about to arrive. And well, the first one, you know, is Beelzebub. I mean, again, this isn't even a religious show. We have guests on that, you know, cover that because the elites also believe in it. Yeah, you know, they just believe in the bad guy.
I don't want you to think that I think I'm such a great, you know, what. But when I was little and I was in church, this minister was telling about the, you know, people being taken up. And God said in my heart, don't believe him. That's not true.
Yeah.
And so I've known ever since I was little. And then I've learned since then that it has to happen.
Me too. I remember the preacher saying that and the voice telling me it was a lie.
Yeah,
I remember knowing that was a lie. I remember knowing the preacher was a low-down little money grubber. Listen, I appreciate your call. I got to go here. I'm going to try to get to Maddie and Bill and Scott after I play some of these clips. Now, I played part one and two yesterday. We've got the YouTube video of this posted up on Infowars.com. In fact, let me just go here and pull up the video page itself so I can give you the headline for people out there that are watching right now on PrisonPlanet.tv. If you want to... No, I can't find it. I had them. I had the clips. Well, it doesn't matter. Pardon me? Well, I know there's clips. I need the headline of the article. John, what's the headline on the article that has the YouTube clips posted? America Militia Media Spin, Infowars.com, and you will get it. Now, the thing about this video is, and there's a whole bunch of other ones similar, they were demonizing militia and the media before they were going to bomb Oklahoma City and blame it on the militia. The militia was made up of former military people, intelligence, who were told the military is getting ready for gun confiscations, we're training for gun confiscations, the troops are being given questionnaires for gun confiscations, they're going to bankrupt the economy, and they got documents, and we got documents. You know, I came on the scene right after this in 94. And a lot of other people woke up because they were getting the core documents. And they were learning about the secret FEMA camps that are now in the mainstream news. And they were talking about all this and discussing all of this. And so they came out and tried to warn people. And the first two parts we played yesterday, Donahue's laughing at him, saying, you're cavemen that live in the woods. You got secret guns. You're gun nuts. You're crazy. And they just walk through the gun confiscations going on in the inner cities. They walk through the police state. They say what's going to come in the decades to come. They lay it all out beautifully. So we're going to go ahead and play 3 minutes of that now, come back after break, and play several parts of this. This is part 3, 4, and 5. Here we go with that audio.
You better be living right between in your family.
You better love all God's children, regardless of color.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
On the liberty, the description on the Liberty Bell means nothing.
Yeah.
Also, listen. Also, I said, irrespective of the guns, throw the guns away, throw the uniforms away, throw the rank away. You're the army of the Lord, because you know what I've seen biblical things happen among these people.
Really?
Yes, in a chance, a fellowship.
Really?
Unity, order.
They come to the Lord, do they?
They sure do.
I want to tell you something. Here's a bulletin for you. They are not throwing their guns away, and you can quote me. But you can challenge the observation if you want.
I'll
and this
it.
Audience wants in when we come
I'll
back in
I'll
just a moment.
Sir, I just briefly like to know, like, what do you do for jobs? Do you have,
you
like, normal
work?
Jobs? You work?
Yes, I do.
You're all employed.
I'm utility worker.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And legally and...
Now, that was a rotten thing to say.
No.
We're not TV commentators.
I would have hoped you would see it as an attempt by the host to clarify your nebulous answers. All right. Your grievance is on the record. Yes.
Well, you're telling us we should be afraid of our government. Why shouldn't we be afraid of you and your dictating Christian rule?
No dictation of Christian rule.
What you should be afraid of is comments like Senator Sam Nunn said on June 1st, 1994, in the New York Times, when he said, I think the American people would welcome a Russian military force for peacekeeping purposes. That's what you should be afraid of. Those are the questions you should ask.
You're afraid of the Ruskies? You're still afraid of Russia?
Why do we need Russian peacekeeping forces in the United States?
Come on, Ken. That's what
I think we ought to ask.
You're an old cold warrior. It's over. If something bad certainly could happen to us.
Why does Sam Nunn want to bring him here? Ask him.
One of you said that you're going to make a better world for us. I don't want to live in that world that you're making.
Yeah.
My friend, you don't know the world. So you're just hearing what you hear today. You don't know us.
What world are we making?
You don't know what we believe in.
All we are is public servants. We train every weekend. You know what we train for? We train in first aid. We train in compass work. We train in search and rescue. We're there if in case of a natural disaster that we can come out and serve and effectively help people. If a child is lost in the woods, that we can have 500 men out there in the woods helping to find that lost child and serve that sheriff. We're public servants.
As a citizen of America,
and that's all
you have
that
the
we
same
are.
Responsibility. Yeah.
Yeah.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us up the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluating. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to prevent your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They have both maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them both until now, your cash would actually have the buying power of only $4,800, but your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call me, John Ballman, today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth zero. Call 1-800-686-2237. 2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
HempUSA.org is now offering free shipping worldwide to better serve our customers. Our goal is to get these fine hemp products to you in the least amount of time so you can enjoy what the powder seeds and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has a warning that the U.S. food supplies are dangerously low, and we urge you to protect your family with hemp storable foods today. Tomorrow may be too late. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. This incredible food source is loaded with enzymes so your body can digest the food you eat. And it creates an alkaline environment where cancer can't grow and parasites cannot live, and brings funguses, viruses, and bacterial levels down and to a halt. Try our powder seeds and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. If the body has the proper nutrition, it will heal itself. Ask yourself, why does our government not allow this crop to grow in the U.S.? This product is also great for pets and animals. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49, for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
Have 500 men out there in the woods helping to find that lost child and serve that sheriff. We're public servants.
As a citizen of America, each one of you have the same responsibility.
Yeah. The first people at the important forest fires that broke out a couple of months ago in the Northwest, which may seem humorous to you,
well,
Phil, but it's not. Nonetheless, it was the Trockman family was the first
one
there.
I am
long
not...
before any other people were out for the forest fire.
Yes.
Just because of people like you are, we have to bring the Russians, because we have to keep peace here. And how we can keep peace here if we have people like you? What do we show our children? We have to show our children how to keep peace without weapons. It's about time. What are you doing? You're just damaging the next generation. nation, and you're damaging the life of your children.
Yes.
In the first place.
If you joined us late, I might be able to help you here.
I want to help.
Yeah, go ahead.
She said that it's okay to bring Russian troops here, and they're applauding. You're applauding that troops are being brought here and equipment that's carrying deadly nerve gas here. We have documented evidence of this being brought here. We get confirmation from military sources on the subject, and you're clapping? Sometimes I wonder, because I was asked this question among the thousands of phone calls my house gets on the militia. I've been asked this question. Do you think this country is ready for it? Do you think this country deserves freedom? Okay, maybe I'm saying from this applause, I don't mean to alienate the audience. If we don't get our heads out of the sand and wake up, we're going to get whatever we deserve, people.
Yeah. Why are your children playing with guns? Where are they getting the guns, lady?
Where do the guns come from?
What is your point? Make the point. You keep asking questions.
The point is this. This is a local sheriff. This is, you're laughing at this? This is a local sheriff.
Yeah.
That's his vehicle. That's an armored vehicle, folks. It says sheriff on it in Washington State. In every major U.S. city and the small ones, yeah, like Bay City, Michigan, right, the police officers are getting hand grenades, hand grenade launchers, and CS gas like they used to kill the people in Waco. Yes. If you find humor in that, talk to me later on because you're looking at a different radio program.
Let's review here for a second. Very recently, in our last election, we threw a lot of what we called the bums who were spending our money out of government. We hate government. We are ready for these guys. We think government is too big. We think taxes are confiscatory. We think the government is knocking down too many doors without the appropriate papers to do so. We also think there are a lot of people standing up and applauding the government when they do this. Say what you want about these guys. They respect the Bill of Rights. They don't think anybody should be, from the federal government should be knocking anybody's door down. Certainly not without judicial approval. And so they're taking it one step further. They're not only voting to throw the guys out, they're waiting for the, they're waiting for anarchy. And when it comes, they say they're going to be ready and you're not. And whenever they get into mainstream media and a report is given in the paper about where they're meeting or where they're training, you draw a big crowd, don't you? Lots of folks come? Not 10 million. Come on, you pull that out of your hat.
Whatever you think.
I'll make you a watch if you have 10 million people in
your head. I'll keep your address and I'll tell you my size.
You don't. Here's what, 150,000 people. That's max.
Let me point this out. Now, we work, there's three or four of us that work on a full-time basis in just keeping together the associations. Single radio programs, for example, in Phoenix, Arizona, generates 200 phone calls of persons that want to develop their own individual groups of militia. At this point in time, we have no idea. The best estimate is anywhere from 8.5 to 10 million, believe it or not.
Just one question before I break. It's a yes and no question. Do you stock armament?
Absolutely, we stock whatever is necessary to protect ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Semi-automatic weapons and all the, you know, the bum, 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 and
are
the
you talking
bum.
Automatic or semi, or do you know what the difference is?
Well, what if I don't?
Then you're in trouble because I.
We're going to have to understand guns. Do you stockpile hand grenades?
Absolutely not, and that's
no, you don't like hand grenades.
That's foolishness.
But you do have
illegal, Phil.
You do have AK-47.
That's illegal, Phil. You have to learn what's legal and illegal so that you don't get in trouble.
We have two people who are involved in watching out for human rights, monitoring the activity of what many call extreme right-wing groups. Gentlemen, maybe you're flattered by that definition.
Absolutely not. It's totally wrong.
And we'll talk with them and give them a chance to ask their own questions of these folks when we come back in just a moment. This is Waco. Here is, incidentally, who's responsible for this? And, is this the way you want your official response to express itself here?
There you go, folks.
And what we've done here with this kind of action, which incidentally...
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis, again, very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Soli Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Soli Smile contains 84 mineral-rich Himalayan sea salt, baking soda, and xylitol, a sugar substitute with long-lasting dental benefits. Soli Smile comes in 5 flavors, made from grade-A essential oils, so I know it'll please even your kids. You'll also appreciate the convenient 2-ounce airline-safe size. Try some, and you too will have a Soli Smile. Order some today at SoliSmile.com. That's SOLAYSmile.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-497-0274. That's 866-497-0274. Mention GCN for a free gift, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Here is, incidentally, who's responsible for this? And, is this the way you want your official response to express itself here?
There you go, folks.
And what we've done here with this kind of action, which incidentally, I don't know what post-analysis has developed and whether anybody's taken any responsibility, but that action makes men here who are part of militias feel that they're doing the right thing. Not to be confused
with... The president and also Reno, our attorney general, took responsibility for it, and it should rest right on their shoulders. They need to watch that tape a few times, too.
Tom Halpern is associate director of the fact-finding department at the Anti-Defamation League in New York City. And you're here with Dennis Hennigan, who is director of the Legal Action Project of the City of the Center to Prevent Handgun Violence in D.C. Is it the Brady Bill, the crime bill had an anti-automatic weapons provision.
That's
I understand that?
A ban on assault weapons.
Ban on assault weapons. Mm-hmm. You feel this is just two of stories that excited interest in this kind. Why don't you just give him a chance? Right. Thank you.
Yeah, I think that the enactment of these federal gun control laws were the flashpoints for this militia movement.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, these people believe that they have a right to resist by force of arms gun control laws that were enacted by a Democratic government. And that's very disturbing.
Yeah, but they would argue, I mean, probably more eloquently than I, if Koresh had been maybe readier and been able to defend, maybe he wouldn't have all those dead babies today.
Well,
what's the difference between self-defense and authorized invasion of a person's home? I think that's what we're down to trying to define here.
Well, keep in mind, Phil, that Koresh's people were in illegal conduct. They were illegally converting semi-automatic weapons into machine guns.
Pause there. Well, we're going to go to the number four clip, right, John? That clip's over, correct, John? Okay, we're playing it from the studio up in Minnesota because it has better audio quality there. And then we're also, for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, playing the video from our end in Texas for people that are watching at PrisonPlanet.tv. Now remember, Henry Paulson's come out now, and they're about to pass a bill saying total anonymity, total liability protection, no one can ever even investigate it, trillions being stolen, that's the bailout, and then it's unlimited. Just Congress signing over all authority. Of course, the president declares they have none anyways. So army brigades being called into the U.S. saying that it's to engage the American people. Wall-to-wall corruption, Bill of Rights and tatters, warrantless gun confiscation going on everywhere. A couple months ago, the governor of Illinois announces they're going to use the army to confiscate guns. Gun confiscation in South Texas. Gun confiscation in New Orleans. Gun confiscation going on. Everything these guys talked about 14 years ago. Now happening. And just a completely lawless criminal government. And then we've got the saps from the ADL and others. Now it's come out in government declassified documents and FBI files that what we told you over a decade ago, the Southern Poverty Law Center was running the white supremacist compound. They had the two head people there under their funding. Not just there, they were running the thing with connections to the bombing of Oklahoma City. So these people are sick. Very, very sick. Let's go ahead. And by the way, that's been in the mainstream newspapers now. You're not going to stop us. The people know what you've done. And now, in hindsight, now, the first 10 minutes of the interview, the first 20 minutes, Donahue is attacking them. He's a well-meaning, bleeding-heart liberal. Then he hears what they say and kind of wakes up halfway in and starts being a little bit nicer. You notice, because they're so eloquent and he's listening. He's realizing that he's getting his butt kicked here. Let's go ahead and go back to the next clip. Here it is.
Those federal officers were enforcing a gun control law that is very important to public safety.
Yes, but there's nothing redeeming about the strategy that we used to explore or to enforce the laws that were allegedly being violated by this movement. I mean, certainly in the cold light of day after this fact, this was a very, very bad decision on the part of the government.
Well, you have to remember, of course, there were two raids in Waco. In the first one, several federal law enforcement officers were shot and killed.
Yes, they were.
That's not to excuse what happened in the fiery inferno afterwards, and that was a real
My guess
tragedy.
Is, though, that...
I just want to say that kind of an event that I think the militia groups are exploiting as a means of trying to advance their agenda. I mean, it's a tragedy.
And the agenda is...
Well, the agenda is, and it's in the literature that we've seen at the ADL, to thwart gun control laws, and it claims... Now, it gets into these issues of privacy, but then I begin hearing all this sort of stuff about...
Hit pause. To thwart gun control laws. That's our right to lobby and try to change government. Also, it's in the Declaration of Independence that it's a right and a duty to throw off government that tries to take your liberties. I mean, it's so clear who the anti-Americans are in the situation. Let's go ahead and go back to it.
And it claims, now it gets into these issues of privacy, but then I begin hearing all this sort of stuff about the New World Order and a one-world socialist government, and I think the American people kind of know how to judge that.
I assume that
he thinks the American people know how to judge that. Presidents, prime ministers call for it. There have been like two prime ministers and four or five presidents last month call for it. Sorry, trying to eat here during the break. Just inhaled a piece of spinach I had during the night. I started talking. I was like, eating, and I went, hold on, I'm back live. I want to comment on that. I'm just going to play it. There's just so much bull here. Somebody ought to watch the whole 50 minutes of this garbage and then write an analysis of it. Oh, yeah, there's no North American Union, no New World Order. Foreign corporations aren't, with our tax money that's given to them in bailouts, buying up all our infrastructure. Just back to it.
It's full flak jacket and all helmets and full regalia.
I'm sorry, hit pause again. Cops in black ski masks, armored vehicles, helicopters, all of this stuff's good, and these cowardly socialists feel But then they got that piece of spinach back there. They feel safe seeing that. Oh, it's real radio and TV, so what? God almighty. Oh, I feel better now. It's still back there, though. You know how it is. Little bee piece. There's the culprit right there. Oh, it doesn't matter anymore. Whatever. The government's good. The militia's evil. Let's just agree with the government. I'm being sarcastic. By the way, I was just made abreast of the situation about 2 weeks ago. And now it's really reached fever pitch, like all stalkers do. We have to end up going after them legally, usually. Somebody's created 30, 40, 50 accounts. It's an army of people, as much work as they're doing. It's got to be at least 10 people. And they clone things. Like one of our listeners has the Alex Jones channel on YouTube. He creates something that looks like the Alex Jones channel. It's only slightly different in the name. And it says, I'm Alex Jones. And I've got to watch what I say because then they'll edit it. But they say things like, I'm Alex Jones. And then they say, I want to, you know, K-I-L-L. That's what they say, Bill O'Reilly. And then they also take things I say on the show and they edit them all together to where it sounds like that. And it's the same kind of black ops we saw with Malkin's people who were with her. Screaming, kill Michelle Malkin, kill Michelle Malkin, and then having that put out on national news. So they're definitely taking the gloves off. And they've got me, there's all these channels with video edited, with, you know, me saying, you know, I hate America, stuff like that, edited together. Because they can take hundreds of hours of radio and edit them together. And it's just a full court press. It's people claiming they're patriots, people who say they aren't patriots. It's people who admittedly are military. It's government. But it's not working, guys. I mean, no one believes anything you say anymore. And people are going to find out that those aren't my YouTube channels. They're going to find out that you've edited that video of me. And they're going to find out what you're doing. And I'm only one person. You can even probably destroy me down the road with physical means and other ways. But you can't destroy the message. The ideas are bulletproof, and they go on. So listeners, understand, this is life and death. This is really serious. The enemy's doing everything they can to stop us. And I need all of you out there to intensify your efforts with YouTube and Live Leak and Daily Motion. You know, don't just post my videos or the audio on YouTube and Google. Do it everywhere. Intensify. I mean, they really don't like what we're doing. It's hurting them badly. I mean, here's one right here. So they will edit it. They monitor it. It's definitely government. Or a large corporation, and it says right here, first psychopath to kill Bill O'Reilly will get 1 million donation from InfoWars.com. This is not a joke or parody. This is a serious call to execute someone for money. It is not terrorism. I am Alex Jones, a patriot. See, how this works is, again, I was reading what the person claiming to be me is saying. They will no doubt edit that and put it out. And this is generally what's done to someone before they're killed or set up. Because there's all sorts of other dirty tricks I don't have time to go into. And I should take threats to myself more seriously. I'm kind of calmly sitting around joking and laughing about it because it lets me know I'm really hurting. And again, you see all these patriot groups who've been active, you know, operating for a while, and they activate and suddenly start attacking me. You know, they tried to build their street cred before they did that. And I am the big kahuna in this movement, and they really are coming after me, which lets me know we're hurting them. And I just put everything in God's hands, and it's going to be all right. But they have created websites, alexjones.blogspot.com, and I need you, the listeners, to contact them and let them know that they're going to end up getting sued over this. This is not a parody. They say it's not a parody on here, so they're holding it out as if it's real. Blogspot needs to know that needs to be removed. Any other fake accounts holding themselves out as me need to be removed. YouTube needs to remove the Alex. Well, the full channel is a close copy to what the real Alex Jones channel, that's also just a listener, is saying and doing. And it's just unbelievable. On this channel, they're putting all the I'm a Catholic agent stuff, when I'm not even Catholic, but I'm not bashing Catholics either. They're putting all of the 9/11 truth's dead stuff. It's just standard government operation. And there's now hundreds of these accounts. They're just all over the web. I mean, this is a huge operation. And we need to get screenshots of this because the enemy is going to try to blip in and blip out. They've also been doing that, changing it every time YouTube looks at it. And so they're claiming that I am calling for the murder of people on here, which, of course, I'm not. And they're also editing together things I've said in the past to make it sound like I'm saying that. And they're really coming after me right now. So they claim I'm holding out murder for hire in this clip. And then what they do is they then file similar complaints trying to get the legitimate channels that promote what I'm saying and doing. They then flag those, and they've gotten a bunch of accounts deleted. So, because the YouTube people aren't really paying attention, or well, they admit they're following Lieberman's staff. Maybe they know. Who knows? Maybe it's them. I don't know at this point because they're going along with it. The people will create accounts that sound like other people's accounts. They will then go and say, kill everyone or murder these people, you know, and then say that I said it or others said it and put it in my name, and then they will have the accounts deleted. So that's the main reason for all of this. Now, this person needs to know that the FBI will probably give them a visit. And I'm not joking about that. I'm a high enough profile person. Other folks, what you don't understand is when you go out and you say, I want murder for hire, just because you try to blame it on me doesn't mean that then the government doesn't still consider that a solicitation for murder for hire. Because now some cases they don't know anything about it because it is government or it's contractors or it's a group of mentally ill people. We don't know. We'll find out if this is government. If this continues, this is government or someone who is protected by government. But again, people are holding out all over the web that I am soliciting murder for hire. And they are also putting out a bunch of anti-Semitic stuff and claiming that I put it out. This looks like an ADL or Southern Poverty Law Center operation. Just the people we were just talking about just now, the Southern Poverty Law Center that ran the two top people that founded the Elohim City Nazi compound. That was then involved in the bombing of Oklahoma City. Now come out in the major newspapers and in FBI documents. So they'll play games. And if anybody bombs a federal building, it's not me or any of my listeners. I mean, this is false flag. They've already had people dressed up wearing a mask of Alex Jones with big signs saying, I bombed the, you know, they got a mask on saying, I'm Alex Jones. I bombed the military recruiting center. And, you know, doing that in front of news cameras. And it's just all sorts of operations to say 9/11 truth's doing this. You know, we're the ones that expose that you guys run false flags. So it is getting really, really bad. But I want everybody to know this is the kind of stuff gets me up out of bed in the morning. A lot of people get intimidated, get death threats on their children and their wife, and it makes them wet themselves and go cry in the corner. My ancestors weren't like that. You can call it nature, nurture, whatever, but my ancestors were always the tip of the spear on both sides of my family in pioneers of this country, love them or hate them. And we like to fight. We like adversity. We like going up against scum. And I'm just going to tell you right now that I actually wouldn't have the energy. And it's wrong. I'm trying not to tap into the energy that I get from people attacking me because it gives me energy. It gives me power to resist. But I want to do it from a position of love and a position of calm focus, which I did the first few hours of the show today, because I'm more effective that way. But I feels better, and it's more aggressive to just go ahead and focus on people attacking me, and then I can work 18 hours a day. But I can work 14 or 15 with love, and it's better product, better info. So, but I mean, this does not intimidate me. And I try not to get distracted or diverted by the attacks, but in a way we need to let folks know this fire base is taking heavy hits, a lot of attacks right now, but we can, you like jujitsu or judo, they're coming at us. We can step out of the way and let them go crashing through the wall. And, so if you recognize we're under attack, take our info, boost it, get it out to people, explain to people that we really are under attack. You know, you'll know them by their fruits. Look at all the people we've woken up through you, the listeners. Look at what we've done. Look at the success we've had. And then look at just the unprecedented attacks that we are under. I mean, it is just absolutely, I mean, if I tried to, I mean, there are, I've probably seen more than 50 accounts, and I'm not even looking for them. And people all over ABC and Houston Chronicle and every other website saying, I'm Alex Jones, I hate N-words. And, you know, I'm Alex Jones, or stuff that looks like it's serious. Or, and I mean, it just goes on and on and on. And this is criminal. To go say, I'm Alex Jones, I'm a reporter, and I want, you know, you to go out and I want you to kill people, and I'm going to pay you money. But see, in reality, Michael Reagan does that and says, kill these 9/11 truthers, kill Mark Dice, I'll pay for it. He doesn't get in trouble. Then they hold it out and say, I said kill Michelle Malkin, which is proven I didn't, and then now they're creating fake accounts. Look, guys in the military that are doing this, your mama's going to lose her pension fund, so are you. I'm going to skip this break for InfoWars listeners. I'm really trying to help you, even if you don't know that. Here we go.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that a regional government in the Western Hemisphere was called for 50 years ago as a prelude to world government? The common market was passed off as just trading partners. But now we see every nation has lost its national sovereignty to a supranational government. Is this what is being accomplished in the Western Hemisphere through the North American Free Trade Agreement and other trade agreements? America's losing her national sovereignty also. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
It's not who votes that counts, it's who counts the votes.
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community.
For a limited time, go to LibertyStickers.com and receive a free Ron Paul bumper sticker with any purchase by entering the coupon code GCN. LibertyStickers.com is the place to go for custom stickers for your business or your political campaign. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626 and express your freedom of speech today.
But he can play the guitar just like he's ringing a bell. Let's go. Oh, my God, ladies and gentlemen.
Go, Johnny, go. Go, Johnny,
You know, it's actually a great blessing. It is. It's a blessing to have hundreds of fake websites being created where they're falsely claiming that I'm calling for the murder of media figures and other people. And the death threats are a blessing. It is all a blessing because it means that I'm doing my job. It means we're warning people about the deadly vaccines. We're warning them about the mercury. We're warning them about the poisons in the water, the fluoride, other things. And governments are saying, people aren't taking shots anymore. We've got to ban the freedom on the Internet. You know, they're actually saying, 9/11 truth taking over. We've got to ban them. Now, that's what they say in the halls of Congress and Parliament and Europe and with big UN meetings they had this week. It's all official. But then they go on the Internet and tell us, oh, your 9/11 truth's dead. And suddenly from hundreds of different areas, it's, you know, from the establishment, from the patriot movement. 9/11's dead. 9/11 truth's dead. 9/11 truth's dead. Oh, you lost. Did I tell you? Nobody cares. Nobody's believing you. Forget all these government officials and Hollywood people and music stars and scientists and physicists going public and people waking up to false flag terror and mainstream news reporting on Cheney winning staged terror attacks. None of that matters. 9/11 truth's dead. 9/11 truth's dead. 9/11 truth's dead. And they are just going absolutely hog wild right now. You know what's going to happen? People that have discernment are going to find out that this is not Alex Jones on the web. And then they're going to notice that people are claiming I'm anti-Semitic or I'm a Catholic secret agent or all these lies. They're going to see all that disinfo with this where they have, you know, my face up there with the caption up there, you know, to go after Bill O'Reilly, to kill him. That's what they're saying, I'm saying. In my name with a clone of a popular Alex Jones channel that gets millions of views a month. That isn't even mine. Somebody just set it up. The person offered it to us, and I just like, I don't have the personnel to control that or run that. Now I got to worry that the talk show host and people that I know behind the scenes have attacked me will try to go over to that channel and get on it. I just don't have time to mess with this stuff. Maybe we should ask that person to give us that channel. The point is that this over here is a clone of that, but there's hundreds of these. I mean, I've seen more than 50, and people are telling me they're just everywhere, you know, saying this. But see, even those that get gulled into this are later going to find out it's a lie, maybe a month, maybe a year, and then feel foolish, and now they will have the palate or the acumen or the discernment in the future, and they'll say, my God, this guy's the real deal. Because, you know, people creating mass detailed, you know, 50-something plus fake websites that took a lot of time and energy apiece, that's not one person. That's not 10 people. And, I mean, this is every day. This is concerted attack that this radio show is under. And I become a maniac sometimes because of the pressure of it all, but I just trust in God to refill me with energy every single day. That's what it's all about. And the good thing about this is I'm fully committed, 110%. I'm not turning around. I'm not going back. I'm not ever quitting. And so you don't quit either. Spread the word like you never have before. We can expose how they're imploding the economy, how they're setting up martial law, how major army brigades, according to mainstream news, are going to be occupying the U.S. They're making their move right now, folks, and they're going after who they see as the head of the movement. Okay, and I've never really wanted to be that, but by fiat I am. Regardless, retransmission starts now at one place, Infowars.com. I have Steve Quayle on, Ralph Nader for 30 minutes in the first hour coming up right now. Key analysis at Infowars.com right now. God bless you all. See you tomorrow for everybody else.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.